Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Mem Beis, the last daf here in Maseches Arla, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis as we continue commenting on this last Mishnah, which is really jam-packed here in Arla. We speak about Safek and we speak about Chutz La'aretz. Both of those issues are crucial issues relating to Arla and Kilei HaKerem and Chadash. As each one of those has their own specific inyanim. So the last point we made was Arla's Chutz La'aretz, and the Mishnah's Lashon of Arla's Chutz La'aretz was Halacha. V'ha Arla Halacha. Right? And what does that mean, Arla Halacha? We saw in the Mishnah that there are kulis. There are kulis when it comes to Arla Chutz La'aretz. Remember we said that in Chutz La'aretz you could go, and as long as you don't see him harvesting, even if it's right outside the field, right, you could go and you could buy it. So you know pretty sure, not 100%, but it really looks like it's Arla, but it's still mutter. It's still mutter. So what does that reflect? So the Mishnah said Arla is halacha, and we saw in the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan here on Mem Aleph on the base whether Arla is Hilchos Medina, that was Shmuel, which is a minog, or Rabbi Yochanan says halacha l'moshe misinai. Arla zachah l'moshe misinai, and Rabbi Yasa get very excited about. First Rabbi Yasa asked the question, how could you say it's halacha l'moshe misinai if we're meiko b'safik? Right, that's what the Gemara, that's our kasha on our Mishnah. So the Gemara answered, no, kach. That's part of what was given in the halacha b'sinai. B'shash and nitna halacha kach nitna. That was what the answer was given, and he was very excited about that answer. So that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, but it is the last daf of Arla, so we'll mention it again. And that is how to understand this halacha Moshe b'sinai of Arla's Chutz La'aretz. And the way we get there is through a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Rambam and the Gaonim about whether there is Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. We discussed this back in Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni and Ravai have similar halachos. But we also discussed this earlier in this Masechta. The Rambam quotes in Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav of Malchalas Asuros, Yireli, which is again his own conviction, Yireli She'ein Din Neta Ravai Noi B'Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam says there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. There's no source for it. There's a source for Arla in Chutz La'aretz, but there's no source for Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. So, Ela Ocha Perishon Ravias below Pidyon Klau. In the fourth year, you can eat whatever you want right away. There's no Ravai. There's Arla, Aser, and then boom, Mutter. Right? Aser Bana, Mutter. Right? Usually you have Aser Bana, and then you bring the fourth year to the Yerushalayim. No, the Rambam says, after 3 years, you could eat the Fon Ravias below Pidyon Klau. Shalo Amru Ela Ha'arla. Because the only. Look at the last Mishnah, look at the Mishnah Kedushin, look at the Mishnah Arla. It says, Arla's Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't say, Ravai Chutz La'aretz. There's no source like that. And the Rambam said, it's a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer Advarim. Uma Surya, Shechayevus B'maisrus U'Bishviyas, Smid Evrehem. Surya, which is Chayev in Shubas and Maisrus and Shemitah Midi Rabbanam. Eina Chayevus B'netta Ravai. There's no Ravai in Surya. Chutz La'aretz L'Kol Shekein. Shalo Yehe Netta Ravai No'Ebo. So surely in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the Rambam Shita, there's no Ravai. And then the Rambam quotes, again, the Rambam hardly quotes anybody ever, but once in a while he'll quote the Gaonim, or he'll quote the Rimi Gash once in a while, not too often. But the Rambam quotes here, V'horu miksas Gaonim, shekerem ravai levado, podenoso b'chutz la'aretz. There's some Gaonim say, no, there is partial ravai. There's kerem ravai. In chutz la'aretz, v'yachar kach ye mutter b'achila. And the Rambam says, and after that, Mutter Bachila, that's the Rambam quoting the Gaonim. And the Rambam says, Ve'ein le dover ze iker. I don't know what this is based on. Right? That I don't think anything should be, you know, included. That is Machlokas Rambam, Rambam Ravid. There is a Tosas Rid in Sukkah, which we mentioned way back in the Hakdama of the Masechta, that says maybe Arla's Chutz La'aretz is only Aser Ba'achila, but it's Mutter Ba'hana'a. That's a huge Chiddush. We don't paskin that way. Rove don't paskin that way. We paskin that Arla's Chutz La'aretz is Aser Ba'hana'a. But what's this Machlok is about, whether it should extend to Ravai or not? So that's what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik explains in the Gracha al Rambam. V'hanir bebir pluktas Rambam v'ga'onim. He said this is not a Machlok is about Arla's Chutz La'aretz. It's a machlokas about how to understand halacha l'moshe b'sinai of Arla's Chutz La'aretz, which then could be related to any time we have a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Because there are really two ways to understand the concept of Arlas Chutzlaretz, which is what our daf is all about. Right? How do you understand Arlas Chutzlaretz? The Torah is Machadesh, not the Torah. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Machadesh, that there's Arla and Chutzlaretz, even though Arla looks like a mitzvah Tzuliyah Ba'aretz, just like Truman. It's in Zerayim. It's in Zerayim. So, you know, you would think it's a mitzvah Tzuliyah Ba'aretz. But if you think about all of them on the list, what have we discussed already? Right? They're all in Eretz Yisrael only. Truma spices, by Sasheni, Chawa, Midaraisa, Bikurim, we'll get to. So says the Reb Chaim. Tahalo Havadi Darlos Chutzlaretz Valaz Eretz Yisrael Shrei, Mili Nidova Chaluki B'dinayim. Yes, there are differences. Uka de Chazina B'ikar Alacha, Nomar Darlos Chutzlaretz Vada Asr Sveika Mutter, Uberet Yisrael Ben Vada Ben Sveika Asr. You see there are differences. Safik Arla Eretz Yisrael is Asr Daraisa. Savik lachomer, savik b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. Ela de tzarachin im heicha. But the question is, where it is no heig, there are differences, but where arlas chutz la'aretz is no heig, is that just an expansion of arlas eretz yisrael, and it's really one arla? Or even where it does exist, it's still different. It's still different. De tzarachin im heicha, shenu hegas arla b'chutz la'aretz, oz gam hi b'chal arla haksuva b'torah, is the Torah now being megala that that's also arla? The halacha is being megale what the pasuk means. That's the chiddush. What we would call a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim hamifareshes, meaning you already have a daraisa context topic, and how long should we see that? It tells you to expand and to re-understand your definition that you already have. Is that what it's teaching me? Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim hamifareshes. I thought that Arlo was only in Eretz Yisrael. Comes along the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and says, no, Arlo is even in Chutz La'aretz. It's expanded what you thought. V'imkin gam Arlo's Chutz La'aretz dechol b'kod Arlo. And if that's true, then l'chora, all the halachas that you would apply to Arlo's Eretz Yisrael would apply to Arlo's Chutz La'aretz, including Ravai. Including Ravai. You would say it's an automatic. Odema, or do we say, no. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Arlas Chutz La'aretz. This Halach Mashinai is being Mechadish, something totally new. There's something called Arlas Chutz La'aretz, not related to Arlas Eretz Yisrael. Odenema, Tavade, Darla, Ha'amur, Batara, Eina, Elaberet Yisrael. Varlas Chutz La'aretz, Eina, Nechlelespa. Varakta, Asura, Mehalacha, Vikal Ikari, Sura, Hu Rak, Mehalacha, Bajibisinai, Volomikra. It's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Hamechadeshes, not Mifareshes. Hamechadeshes. So Nafkamina Linyan Net the Ravai, right? And that's the Machlokas. Dim Halacha Balagalos the Gamalos Chutzlaretz Nechlalos BaParsha. If is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Hamifareshes that say that is included in what I thought Arla is Memele Yishlamar Gam Net the Ravai Kain Diiskish LaArla Mashenkin Imhu Isra Chadash BeHalacha Moshe B'Sinai Imkain Memele Deinis Ravai Shaya Klalazeh. Because it's something totally new. So this is a machlokas, how between the Rambam and the Gaonim. But you have this machlokas in 10 other places also. Gemara Shabbos. Many places you can have, and you don't have to say the same thing all the time. The Rambam here says that this halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a mechadeshes. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is new and different. But you could say just as easily in another context that the Rambam would hold Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a mifareshes, right? There's all different ways to understand it. Lav Davka, they always go the same way, right? One of the context is again there are many. There's Orel, right? The Rambam paskins that an Orel Kohen that does the avoda gets malchus, and the question is where does that malchus come from? The Gemara says Orel doing the avoda Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam himself explains it, and the Mari Kirkus picks up on it. The Rambam says, Orel Sha'aved Harayu Kizar Veloke. That's his Lashon. The Rambam could have just said that an Orel gets Malkus. The Rambam says, no, an Orel is like a Zar. Meaning, the way the Rambam understands the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai says that an Orel can't serve, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is expanding what our definition of Kohen is. A Kohen is not just a person who was born to a father who came from Aaron HaKohen. He's somebody like that who is also mahul. If he's not mahul, if he doesn't have a bris milah, then he's not. He's an RL. He's not a kohen, right? He's a zar. He's a zar, right? And you might even add, you know what the definition of a kohen is? Somebody who comes from, you know, patriarchal kohanic descent, circumcised wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Right? And if he's not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, then not. Or washed hands and feet. Again, all of these might be an expanded... A woman, right, is a woman called an Ashes Kohen. Right? Is that a separate... Is that also called a Zar? Could be only male. So again, all of these are examples of maybe an expansion of the Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. What about Maver Dalet Amos Bereshis Arabim? Just one more and then we'll get back to our case. Well, we know there's a tolda. There's a tolda of, based on Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, right, the Gemara and Shabbos, Sadi Vavim Abayz, of Maver. Not only is there a Malacha of Hotza'a, right, caring for Bereshis Arabim, Bereshis Yachid, and vice versa, but also caring within Dalet Amos. Within Dalet Amos, in Rishos Harabim. The Gemara calls that, Hilchas HaGemira, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Where is it? Here it is. Sadi Vavim Abayz and Shabbos. Kol Dalet Amos Rishos Harabim, Gemara Gemira. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Fine. So that's what the Gemara says. Rishonim ask, why is it Ma'avir in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel in Masechah Shabbos? Right, it's one of the malachas, right? Carrying Dalet Amos Rishos Harabim, right? Why isn't that on those? Only Hotzah is on the list. Only Hotzah carrying out of Rishos Harabim Rishos Yachid. Why is Hotzah on the list and not Maver Dalet Amos? So the Ran in the back, we're not going to read it right now, but the Ran in the back on the bottom of the riff says, well, maybe Mavir is just an expansion of Hotzah. And if you go out of your Dalet Amos Rishos Harabim, you've been motzi mir Rishos l'Rishos. Because the Rishus of a person is Dalet Amos. So when you go out of Dalet Amos, that's a form of Hotzah me Rishus l'Rishus. You thought Hotzah just meant Rishus l'Rabim, Rishus l'Yachid, and the opposite. No, Hotzah means going out of the Rishus that you're in. And Dalet Amos around a person is the Rishus that a person is in, and therefore that is how it's explained. Here it is. It's the Baal Amar, and then the Ron quotes it. The Baal Amar, this is on Lamed Vav Mabez in the Daf Arif. Dalet Amos Rishosarabim Gemara Gemira Lava Kulu Toldos Rishos Yachid Rishosarabim Ninu Lefi Shadalet Amos Shel Adam B'chol Makom Konos Lo. Interesting. There's Kinyan Dalet Amos. That's a Kinyan Derabanan. That's a Chiddush. But he's using that as a reflection. That's a siman that the Dalet Amos Chazal wouldn't have instituted Kinyan Dalet Amos if the Dalet Amos around a person wouldn't be shayach to them. So he says that. Ukirishuso damyan, ukishemotzi chutzalahen, bizorik, obemavir, kimotzi mirishas yachal, which is rabban dami. Wow. That's a hotzah, another form of hotzah, that we have. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, mem al from abeis. That was a little bit about halacha la Moshe, misnei. Oh, one other topic that we related to yesterday that I didn't get to mention. We spoke about suffik, right? The two main sugyas here are chutzlaretz, which we just spoke about, and suffik. So suffik arla is mutter. Why? Because the Gemara says, kachisnu. That's part of the din, even though it's a din daraisa. Suffik arla. So I don't have to ask. If there's suffik arla, it's mutter. What happens if I see my friend eating vaday arla in chutzlaretz, but he doesn't know? Is that called suffik arla? And I don't have to say a word. If for him, it's mutter. For him, it's mutter. For me, it would be Aser, right? Because I know it's Arla, but do I have to say anything? So the language of the Sefer Achinuch, in the mitzvah of Arla, right, Reish Mem Vav, the Chinuch says, let me find the other Lashon, Yisrael sheyesh lo ilan shel Arla beginaso, ubach haveiro va'achal mimenu. I have an Arla field in my yard in Chutz Laaretz, and my friend came to eat from it. Eino nizkak lohodio klal shehu Arla. I don't have to say a word. That's the language of the Chinuch. I don't have to say a word. I can let him eat it. It's suffik. Am I allowed to feed it to him? So the Midchas Chinuch says, so the Chinuch should have said that is an even bigger Chinuch. The fact that the Chinuch in Reish Mem Vav only says that if he is eating it, you don't have to say anything, is mashma that you can't be ma'achil it to him. Because that would have been an even bigger Chiddush. Nire mizeh d'davka b'kia gavna, aval ha'achil b'yadayin l'chaveiro she'enu yodea asur. V'chein nire midivrei Rashi, aval midivrei haran nire dav l'achil b'yadayim shari, she'kasav she'b'chol ho'yisurim over malifte iver v'kan mutter. So he says, I think it's mutter. And then the Minchas Chinuch does not like that Ran. To give it to Arlo b'chutz la'aretz, halacha Moshe B'Sinai v'asur b'ana, it's asur b'ana. So how can you give it to your friend? Heich yochol achil l'chaver, this avi ana. That is hana. Giving it to your friend, you are getting hana. And it's asur b'ana. So forget the fact of whether he knows about it or not, mitzad safek. Dahamachira Vinasina Bisra Nahu Asim and Torah. So he says, I don't understand why the Ron says that. And somebody showed me that the Shem Shmaitza asked this kasha also. So that's an interesting question. That's a case where you know something's usher, but your friend doesn't, so you're allowed to give it to him. The post can discuss the opposite case. What if I think something is mutter, but I know you don't hold of this kula? I give you milk, and I know you're makbid on mamish chalav Yisrael, but I'm not. So I give it to you, but you don't know. It's so mitzat. I think I'm giving you something mutter, but I know you have a higher standard. So that's a question. It's a Gemara in Sukkah versus Perikah about that, but we'll leave that for now. So the Gemara says, "Vakilayim midevrei sofrim." A little more than halfway down, mem alav amabei. So kilayim is midrabanan. Right, that's out. Different chadash is aser midaraisin chutz laaretz. And our law is also daraisin chutz laaretz. But kilayim is also derabanan in chutz laaretz. And that's why in the Mishnah we had that there's even more of a kula by kilayim, right? As long as the Jew doesn't harvest it himself, right? Not only that you don't see the guy harvesting it, but as long as the Jew doesn't harvest it himself. And we saw in the bottom of Amud Aleph that maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues with that. No, it's the same halacha as our law. You can't see it. Says the Gemara, machlokes. Which kilayim are we talking about that is derabanan in chutz laaretz? So everybody agrees to that. Kilaya kerem. That's what we're talking about. The question is, so kilaya kerem is also derabanan chutz laaretz. So what about kilay zeraim? What does that mean for kilay zeraim? Or kilaya kerem, the one, the vineyard, and mixed in with the vegetables and the tefuah, that's also derabanan in chutz laaretz. So machlokas. Shmuel amar b'kilei akerem. What's aser d'rabanan in chutz laaretz? Kilei akerem. Ha b'kilei zroim mutter. B'kilei zroim is mutter. Meaning, what's the svara? Kilei akerem, remember, is more chamor than kilei zroim. In Eretz Yisrael, kilei akerem is aser b'hana. So kilei akerem, which is aser b'hana, that's where Chazal said, you know what, in chutz laaretz is going to be aser at least mid rabanan. B'kilei zroim, that's not aser b'hana in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so therefore we're going to be meiko. We're not going to say anything in chutz laaretz. It's only aser ba'achila in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not going to be anything. So that's Shmuel's din. Amar b'kilei akerem. Shmuel says kilei akerem is aser d'rabanan. Hakilei zera mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan amar b'kilei akerem. I agree with you. Kilei akerem is aser d'rabanan in chutz laaretz. Hakilei zraim aser. Kilei zraim would be aser d'araisa. The opposite. So everybody agrees that Kilei Akerem is also Drabanan and Chutz Laaretz. The question is Kilei Zroim. Shmuel says Mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan says Aser D'Araisa. Wow. Where does he get that from? We're going to have a limud. We're going to have a limud in a minute. So Amar Rav Huna, Kanachtun Marvia de Taman, when those great rabbis, Kanachtun Marvia de Taman, came down de Taman over there, meaning those, the Marafolda says, O son Shehain me Eretz Yisrael, kacha yinikram kamo gemara de bnei ma'arava. Right? So when the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, that's ma'arava, Ruah, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, they said in the name of Rav Huna was in Bavel. Right? Rav Huna. So he said when the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael came down, they told me the name of Rav Yochanan. What was his svara? How can you kill Yisrael? Is also daraisa? That's more chaber than the kilei akerem. Amrenua b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'kimanua. They said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and they established what the reason is. As chukosai tishmaru. Remember the psukim by kilayim. Bam tchalos arbiya kilayim. Saw tchalos isra kilayim. Right. In the same pasuk, you have the behema. Right. You have kilei behema and kilei zraim. Ubeger kilayim shanis lo yal alecha. So you have shanis, kilei behema, and kilei zraim in the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, Hikish, Kilei Zroim, Kilei Begadim, Kilei Behema. So we compare them. We make a Hekish. All of these are in the same Pasuk. Two of them are for sure all over in the world. Ma, Kilei Begadim, Kilei Behema, Shein, and Tulim Ba'aretz, Vano Hagin Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz, just like Kilei Behema and Kilei Begadim. Right? Cross-breeding animals and Shatnez are not totally on Eretz Yisrael, and they apply everywhere. So Av Kilei Zroim, also Kilei Zroim, which is in the same Pasuk, Av Al Bishein Tulim Ba'aretz, Noagin Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz. Even Kilei Zroim, which is Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, but it's also Noeg in Chutz Laaretz, also knowing in Chutz Laaretz. So that is the limud of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara, the Bavli in Kiddushin says that even Rabbi Yochanan only says this by Harkavas Ilan, by Zroim. Right, Harkavas Zroim, not Ilan. Harkavas Zroim meaning cross, you know, the grafting, because that's what's similar to the animals. So even it might be limited in that as well, but at least a little bit it is The Bavli limits it a little bit, but it's still a big chiddush to say that Kilai Zerum is more chomer than Kilai Hakera. Good. We continue. Chad Barnash Zara Chaklei Soren Velefes. One time there was a person that planted in Chutzlaretz, barley and turnips. And that's Kilai Zerum. Avar Chanin Guvisa Va'akrin. Chanin Guvisa walked by and ripped it out of the ground. How can you do this? Ripped it out of the ground. Right, the Marafolda, Kedin Roe Kilaim beside the Chaver. If you see Kilaim in your friend's field, rip it out. Also, Ubdekumi Shmuel, the Kanse. Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel. Shmuel holds it as mutter, Kilaim Zerum in Chutz Laretz. See, find him. What are you doing? Not only are you a Kana, you're wrong. Right? You didn't follow Allah. It's mutter. You a mafsid. Right? So that's the Girsa that we have. Right, and that the Gra says on the bottom, Pirish, who savar tzafla chadchila mutter. Rish Wolz hold this mutter. Shmuel holds this mutter. There is another Girsa of the Rasirlio who says that maybe the story is there to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Vikalse means that he praised him. Okay, we'll go with our Girsa of Kanse that Shmuel said he was wrong. We continue. We take out the Dalid according to the Mara Fulda. This is just a separate Brisa. Tani. Ein osin im Yisrael b'kilayim. One is not allowed to participate in planting of kilayim, even in the Chutz Laretz. Right? Kilayim is also in Chutz Laretz. Aval okrini mo b'kilayim, reishu b'mayit b'aveira. But you can uproot. Right? You can't be mesayel de'aveira, but obviously you can help him rip it out. Reishu b'mayit b'aveira. Right? It should be... I'm helping him prevent the avera. This is a step beyond, or even in the story, the concept of if there's a kelai, am I ripping it out of the field? That's not really helping him. That's helping his field. It's helping him in that he's not violating the avera. But I guess that's part of the mitzvah of tochacha, right? Preventing somebody from doing an avera. There are different sugyas of preventing people from doing an avera. You're not going to help somebody actively do an avera. That's lifnei iver. But also, I'm not allowed to cause being machil chatei b'shul sheyizkeh chaverecha. There's also a similar concept related. Doing something wrong to save my friend from something greater wrong. Chatei b'shul sheyizkeh chaverecha. The sugi, the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. But that's all related, expanded, and connected to the mitzvah of tochacha. Mitzvah of rebuke, which the Gemara says it's one of the more challenging mitzvahs that we have bizman hazeh. The mitzvah of tochacha. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about this, we mentioned in the past Rav Aaron Salvechik, who focuses on the word tochacha as the related to the word hochacha, to prove, right? Not tochacha as a rebuke. It means rebuke, but the best tochacha is where we prove and we lift up the other person to prove that they're better than how they're acting, right? Lo matim lecha. Right, this is not appropriate for you. We lift them up. That's how he understands. If you look in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, that's Rav Aaron Salvechik Sefer, he says, it really means a proof. Something that serves as a raya for evidence is called a hochacha. You shall prove to your fellow the wrongful path upon which he embarks, the wrongfulness of his conduct. And lift him up and say, this is not appropriate for you. And he quotes that sometimes in the Gemara, you find a person telling a story about themselves, and he says, Ana. And sometimes you find Hahu Gavra. So he says, the Hahu Gavra often are the negative ones. When he's talking about himself and something, he's saying, he's talking about Hahu Gavra. And he says, Ana, that's me. That's me. Why? He says, because deep down, right, every Jew is doing the right thing, and every Jew is strong and pure, and the Pinta Liyid, it's the Ana. But sometimes we get covered up by the Hahu Gavras, this ulterior personality that's like the Rambam's Hilchas Gerishin, Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, about the Yetzirah that's forcing me. But we can't blame the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is in us, but we have to do our best. But then when we give tochacha, we have to say that, we have to tell the person that there's an Ana in there. Right? There's an Ana in there. And that's what he also quotes, but we've quoted the idea of the Gemara at the end of Masechah Sota. He quotes that thought also. Remember the Gemara there? The Mishnah says, Vishemes Rebbe Batla Anava. When Rebbe died, Anava was Batel. Humility was Batel. So Rav Yossi says, no. Lotis the Anava, Deika Anah. Right? Don't put Anava in there. I'm still around. So what does that mean? That's not a reflection of humility. So Rav Aaron explains, it doesn't mean ana me, it means the ana in me. If we all recognize the ana in me and what we have to, and we realize it's not, right, it's, we all have that power, but it's not coming from, a place of arrogance. He says, every man possesses a certain measure of humility. In every person, there's a spark of humanity, latent though it often may be. It is only because of certain frustrating experiences that the Hahu Gavra is able to penetrate the spirit of the real person. So there is in every individual the Ana, who represents the real person, the person as he or she is able to be and would like to be. Right, and the mitzvah of Tochacha is based upon the belief that the true self is the I of the person, not the that person, not the Hahu Gavra, is a subterfuge that covers up and imprisons the real self. And he continues, that was the problem with Acher. He thought he was Acher. He didn't realize that he was Elisha ben Avuya. Right, that's the, a lot about Tochacha. But again, this issue about going and ripping out somebody's, preventing him from doing an Aveira, I guess, is an extension of that. We continue. Says the Gemara Tani. So now we have a three-part Braisa. A Braisa with three parts, and we're going to explain each of the parts of the Braisa according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what was the Machlokes? What the halach of Kilei Zeraim and Chutz Laretz? Right, Kilei HaKerem applies Midei Rabbanan and Chutz Laretz. What about Kilei Zeraim? Shmuel says Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan says Asur Daraisa. Which is also interesting, because we usually have a Yisod that we don't have a Machlokes Men HaKotzeh LaKotzeh. The Stechemet has a piece on that. We have a machlokas sometimes. Is this daraisa? Is this drabanan? Is this drabanan? Is this mutter? To have a machlokas about whether it's daraisa or whether it's mutter? A machlokas and a katsa al katsa? You have that here. I didn't look up the stechemet again. I forgot whether he quotes this, this context. But anyway, what's the braisa? It's the three parts. Part one. Tani. Ein osin imagoi bekelayim. This is talking about Eretz Yisrael. You can't work in a field with a guy. Bein bekelay kerem bekelay zeraim. Right? A goy's field in Eretz Yisrael, you can't plant kilayim with him. Number one. Part two. Avalayaros hamuvlos be'Eretz Yisrael. But what if you have a city in Chutz La'aretz, but it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is not in a, it's not in a line, it's surrounded by. Kigon be'ino be'imo v'chavroseya. Osinimam be'kilayim. That's fine, it's mutter. That's Chutz La'aretz. We're not goes there that people are going to think, oh, because it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, you're going to think it's Eretz Yisrael. No, it's Chutz La'aretz. People know. There's no gzeira. So that's part two. So number one, you can't plant with a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, you can in Chutz La'aretz. And then number three, kishem shekilayim ba'aretz, kach kilayim b'chutz la'aretz. Just like there's kilayim in Eretz Yisrael, where Jew owns the land, so too there's a kilayim in Chutz La'aretz. So those three parts. So Shmuel patar masisa. Shmuel will explain the brayse as follows. Ein osim imagoy bekelayim ba'aretz bein bekelayim bein bekelay zeraim. The first line is this equal. First line, they explain the same. Right? You can't work in Eretz Yisrael with a guy's field or kelayim or aser. Abal ayaras and muvlaos be'Eretz Yisrael kagon be'ino be'ima v'chavroseo zinimon be'kelayim. But the cities within Chutz La'aretz surrounded, that's mutter. You're allowed to work with a guy. But then the third line, Kishem Shekalayim Baretz Kakalayim B'chutz La'aretz, what's that referring to? Kilei HaKerem. That's Kilei HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem is what applies in Chutz La'aretz. HaKilei Zeraim Mutter. So Shmuel would say the last line, the third line of the Brayse, is only referring to Kilei HaKerem. That's what's Asur in Chutz La'aretz. But Kilei Zeraim is not. Rabbi Yochanan Pater Mastis, Rabbi Yochanan explains the third line differently. Ein Osin Amagoi B'Kilayim Baretz. Bein B'Kilei HaKerem, Bein B'Kilei Zeraim. Right, that's again, the same, the first line, that Kilei, Kerem and Zeraim both apply in Eretz Yisrael. Alayarasim of Los, Eretz Yisrael, Kagon, Bino, Bino, Vacharosea, Osinimam, Bekalayim. Same. And then the third line is different. Kishem, Shekilayim, Eretz Yisrael, Kach Kilayim, Bechutz La'aretz. What is that referring to? That there is Kilayim and Chutz La'aretz, and they're equal, Bekilei HaKerem. Ha Bekilei HaKerem, Ha Bekilei Zeraim. Right? When the earlier, part said that there's a difference between the two, that there might be a difference between Daraisa and Darabana, and that's Bekilei HaKerem. Bekilei HaZeraim is Asur Daraisa, even in Chutz La'aretz. Skilei B'Chutz La'aretz. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Ha Bekilei HaZeraim, Ha Kach Bekilei B'Chutz La'aretz Bekilei HaKerem, Shu Asur Midivrei Sofrim. Right, when you compare Chutz La'aretz and Kilei HaKerem, that's Darabanan. Ha Bekilei HaZeraim Asur, Ava Bekilei HaZeraim Pshita Shu Asur Minat Torah. V'Nimsa L'Shmuel, So in Afgamina, the way Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky understands this line is that for, according to Shmuel, it would be, The Kilei HaKeren would be Asur in Chutz La'aretz, but Kilei Zerayim would not be. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would say otherwise, because Kilei Zerayim is also Asur De'araisa. So, Hadra Loch Be'echa Chetzvo, Arla, this Masechta, if you remember, was a lot about Arla, but the second paragraph was all about Bittul and Taro, and a lot of other Inyanim. But what I just read, Chaim Kanievsky, he has that's a different understanding, I'm just noticing it now, than the last line of the Pashup Shad of what we read earlier. That's what the Mara Fulda has that. But so if you look at this, different understandings. But either way, Arla has been about, it's interesting if you think about it, and we had a line like this in the Gemara. It's the only type of case where you could create something that's usher on purpose. Like everything else, like, you know, you plan something, so it's not usher inherently, right? You could have it before Gemara Malacha, it's what to eat. Arla is usher. You could create Arla. So where else could you create an Isser? But it's eventually going to be mutter. But that's why it's allowed after those years. But again, interesting that we have that. But that's Lichah Masechta's Arla. Rabosai, we have one Masechta left on the horizon for Seder's Rhyme, Bikurim, Be'ez Hashem, which starts next time. We'll stop here.